Chapter 73. After this law, I saw a second law, one for the smaller luminary, whose name is the moon. And its roundness is like the roundness of the heavens. And the unseen force drives its chariot on which it rides, with the light being given to it in measure. And each month, its emergence and setting varies. But its days are like the days of the sun. And when the nature of its light is evenly distributed over its surface, then it amounts to 1/7 of the light of the sun. And in this way, it rises with its beginning toward the east. It emerges on the 30th day, and on that day it becomes visible. And it becomes the beginning of the month for you on the 30th day, when the moon rises together with the sun in the same gate from where the sun emerges, but at a distance from the sun of 1/2 a 7th part. And its whole disk is empty, without light, except for 1/7, that is, 1/14th part of its light. And during this day, it receives 1/7. And its light equals exactly 1/7. And then it sets with the sun. And when the sun rises, the moon rises with it, and receives 1/7 of its light. And it rules over the remaining 6 1/2/7 of this day. And on the first night of the first month, the moon shines for 1/7 of the night. And then the moon sets and enters with the sun, and it is dark during the remaining 6 1/2/7 of this night. And it remains during 1/7 of this day, and its light equals exactly 1/7. And then it rises and recedes from the rising of the sun and rules over the remaining 6/7 of this day. And its light equals exactly 1/7. And then it rises and recedes from the rising of the sun and rules over the remaining 6/7 of this day. And on the second of this month, it shines for 1/7 of the night.
The remainder of this section is practically non-extant, for the Ethiopic manuscripts break off at the end of verse 8, and the remainder of this section is only minusculely preserved in various disjointed Aramaic fragments which were found amongst the Dead Sea Scrolls. While enough of these fragments have survived in order to provide sufficient information for a near-complete reconstruction of the seventh pattern, which alternates between every 30 and 29-day lunar month, not enough fragments survive in order to provide adequate information to reconstruct the gate pattern through which the moon rises and sets, which varies from month to month. Since the lunar cycle falls behind the solar cycle by 10 days per solar year, and since a year is determined by the number of solar days, 364, and not by the number of lunar days, 354, this would presumably mean that the gate pattern is also different each solar year, at least up to a period of 3 years. For the lunar cycle is reset every 3 years by the inclusion of a 13th leap, 30-day month, at the end of every third year. For this reason, it is uncertain if the original composition included merely a 1-year cycle or if it contained a 3-year cycle to fully account for the lunar cycle discrepancies.